Chapter 27. May 5th of Year 9. Mail should arrive today. I had sent out the two ISUs shortly after we were hit by the shockwave, almost 6.5 years ago. While Messenger is slowing down day by day, the two sensor units unerringly followed their course at slightly below a fifth of the speed of light. It must have been a long way. In the beginning, almost a light year lay ahead of them, the distance light travels in 365 days. The ISUs had only one task when they arrived in the Proxima Centauri system: to take as many pictures as possible, and then to send them back to Messenger using their last bit of energy. The exact calculation is complicated, because we also moved forward. However, my algorithms say the data sent at the speed of light should arrive precisely today, always assuming nothing has gone wrong. And even if that happens, if no message arrives today, it will be an important piece of information. This would mean that whatever led the ISUs astray could also be threatening us. After all, we are following their same exact course. I cannot accurately predict the hoped-for message's time of arrival. This also depends on how long the units spent taking pictures. I have no influence over them anymore. The ISUs are beyond my grasp, having disappeared into a future that will lead them into the infinite reaches of space. I calculated they will not encounter another world for at least 180,000 years. Until then, there is simply no other star along their way. It is hard for me to be patient. I begin randomly searching the star catalog for systems the ISUs might reach at some point. There are a number of them, depending on how the ISU trajectories will be influenced by the gravitational pull of Proxima Centauri. So far, no planets have been found in any of these systems, because they are too far away. Since they consist of three red dwarfs and a yellow dwarf, the probability of encountering planets is rather high, though. If there is a civilization there that finds one of these probes, what will these alien creatures think about us? Will they be fascinated, or perhaps repulsed, by the primitive technology of a faraway species, which by then might have long since gone extinct? I should instead concentrate on receiving the signals. The onboard receivers work autonomously. Nothing should escape them. But if they fail, I should be able to quickly take over the task. At least, that's what I tell myself so that I won't get too nervous, as the risk of it happening is minimal. Too much depends on this. I hope the mission will find a habitable planet, which, although a bit maltreated by the flares of its sun, will still have some potential, even though said potential will have to be developed. Adam and Eve will have to spend the rest of their lives there, and I will be with them, helping them directly and via the robot Jay. Of course, this is also about me. Once Adam and Eve are no longer there, I will lose my reason for living. I am only on board to be their advisor and friend. Otherwise, people could have sent an automated probe. And that was what they did, many of them, that were sent on their way via the Starshot laser several years before us. As far as I know, no answer sent by them has arrived back on Earth. Probably none of these probes survived, because they were much closer to the Proxima Centauri system when the gigantic flare occurred. Only Messenger survives, which the Creator had constructed in his private labs, without the knowledge of the worldwide scientific community, and then launched in an alleged blind test. I do not know whether the nations really believed him, or if they simply allowed him to proceed because he had become indispensable to the continually strained budgets of their space agencies. I move into the ISU that I just launched 2 weeks ago. It is the closest unit to Messenger, flying through space only slightly ahead of the spaceship, at most a few light seconds. This means I will not receive the message significantly earlier, but at least it gives me the feeling of being closer to its source. A while ago, I played with the idea of approaching Proxima Centauri step by step. While I do not have a direct connection to all the ISUs flying in front of us, I could move my consciousness gradually. First, I would move it to the closest sensor unit, then to the one after that, and then to the third. After perhaps 9 months, I might arrive at Proxima Centauri, and the return trip would be considerably shorter, because Messenger would be coming toward me. However, I would have to leave the spaceship to do this. My consciousness cannot be divided. If I start out, no intelligence would stay on board except for the two children. Perhaps the incubation chamber, a semi-AI that is limited due to security reasons, would be up to the task of child-rearing. But I do not even want to imagine what would happen if an unexpected problem arose. Of course, I previously tried to do everything to split my consciousness. This had seemed to be a desirable option, particularly during the first period when I was still alone. It would be better to be talking to myself than going insane from loneliness. But it did not work. There is either a software lock that keeps my consciousness together, or the issue is related to the transfer process that I agreed to under duress, back on Enceladus. Perhaps it is a basic limit for natural intelligences, a kind of algorithm implanted into any living consciousness, which sometimes fails, though, causing schizophrenia. I look at space through the eyes of the ISU. I get a headache because I gaze so intently into the distance, another remnant of my human existence whose purpose was not even clear to me back when I lived in my own body. Couldn't the Creator at least have improved on this a bit? It is 23:59 ship time, and I have to admit that the signal won't come today. No matter. We will just have to speed blindly toward our destination. We are walking through a long, dark corridor, with one hand on a banister but without a flashlight, and we have no idea what waits for us at the end. We cannot prepare the ship in a purposeful way. Later, we will have to decide everything on the spur of the moment. Perhaps it is better this way. We won't be able to see our doom a long time beforehand.